Ist sie uns in der Weltherrschaft?
I see us taking over the world because that's the only way we can save it. I figure we all want to survive, right?
Überleben, oder?
That was Mary Boo's answer to where she sees herself and fellow performing artists 6,90 € and Ikimen in the future. Running the world, of course. Self-empowered women are indeed an increasingly prominent presence in German rap and hyperpop these days. We'll be hearing more from Mary Boo right here on the July podcast by the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. Also featured on this month's lineup are Mouse on Mars, together with the late great dub legend Lee Scratch Perry, Juju Rogers from Schweinfurt, Enik from Munich, and Shed from Frankfurt an der Oder. But let's get back to Mary Boo for openers, backed by Ebo on the track Nicht alle Männer.
Es sind nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Jede meiner Freundinnen hat die Scheiße mal erlebt. Aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht. Nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Jede meiner Freundinnen hat die Scheiße mal erlebt. Aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht.
Er ist vom Label und er ist ein Feminist. Dann legt er sich zu dir, wenn du eingeschlafen bist. Gib dir ein NDA, sonst wird's für dich nicht leicht. Klappe halten, lächeln und dann kommst du richtig weit. Sie ist seit ein paar Jahren jetzt schon mit ihm zusammen. Und wenn sie sich streiten, ja, dann hebt er mal die Hand. Er gibt dir die Schuld, sie war keine gute Frau. Und sie traut sich nicht zu sagen, denn sie weiß, ich wär ihr.
Es sind nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Jede meiner Freundinnen hat die Scheiße mal erlebt. Aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht. Nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Jede meiner Freundinnen hat die Scheiße mal erlebt. Aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht.
Ist es nicht komisch? Du sagst, du kennst keinen. Ich kenn Hannes, Moritz und auch Lorenz. Die Typen aus den DMs, die Typen aus den Foren. Die Typen, wo du meintest, das sind nur paar Idioten. Okay. Ich kenn seitdem ich klein bin. Idioten, mit denen ich mich fast täglich streite. Idioten, die drauf warten, dass man nachts allein ist. Idioten, die dich umbringen, wenn du nicht mehr bleiben willst.
Nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Jede meiner Freundinnen hat die Scheiße mal erlebt. Aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht. Nicht alle Männer, aber es ist immer ein Mann. Doch keiner von ihnen war es, sie haben weiße Westen an. Hat die Scheiße mal erlebt, aber niemand ist ein Täter und ich frag mich, wie das geht.
There they march, side by side, Mary Boo and Ebo, waving high the feminist flag. Nicht alle Männer, meaning not all men, is a song on Berlin-based Mary Boo's latest album. And the album really lives up to its name. It's called Frech, in other words, brash or brazen.
Ich würde sagen, frech ist ziemlich kompromisslos.
I'd say frech is pretty uncompromising. No holds barred, because this time around, I really didn't give a damn whether and how much hate I got. I simply wrote and produced whatever I felt like putting out there, pretty unfiltered.
Ziemlich ungefiltert.
Mary Boo has her roots in rap, but this time around, she was also in the mood for hyperpop and banging bass lines, with trashy beats and a whole lot of fuck-off attitude, thumbing her nose at the patriarchy.
Boah, warum nicht? Warum...
And why the hell not? Why can't feminism just be fun for a change? In your face, boorish and antisocial. In my early 20s, I used to hang out in these feminist groups a hell of a lot, where people take absolutely everything in life dreadfully seriously. And all they talk about is how hard everything is, how problematic. But at some point, that really got on my nerves because I thought to myself, yeah, so much is shite. We've got to kick against the pricks, got to make a change. But let's have some fun too, because life sucks without fun.
Ohne Spaß im Leben ist es doch scheiße.
What Mary Boo usually means by having fun in life is female sexuality. And when it comes to that, her word choice is every bit as crude, even aggressive, as that of Ikemel or 6,90 €. She describes herself feistily as a bitch, a slut, a cunt. Nothing's taboo to her. The cruder the merrier seems to be Mary Boo's motto.
But humor ist mir mega wichtig in der Musik.
Hell, humor's a must for me in music. All the more so in the past few years because, first of all, it makes writing and recording so much more fun for me.
Sometimes I piss myself laughing when recording because I think to myself, man, oh man, I'm off my rocker. But it's just such a gas to take the piss out of yourself like that. I also want us queer flinters to have something to laugh about, which sadly isn't often the case lately.
Leider oft nicht so in der momentanen Zeit.
In case the lingo is new to you, Flinter is a German acronym meaning women, lesbians, intersex, non-binary, trans, and agender people. The song we've just heard, Nicht alle Männer, or Not All Men, performed by Maribu with Ibo, is not exactly funny. It's about the alarmingly everyday nature of sexual assault. So it's no coincidence that the single was released on March the 8th, namely International Women's Day.
Boah, der 8. März bedeutet mir auf der einen Seite richtig viel und auf der anderen Seite irgendwie auch nicht.
On the one hand, March the 8th means a lot to me. On the other hand, though, it actually doesn't, because everything that happens on March the 8th ought to be a matter of course every day. But I just love that day because the streets are packed with noisy, angry, reveling flinters and there's tons of demos with nothing but flinters out in the streets. It just feels good, empowering. Then again, everything that's writ large that day actually ought to be writ large all the time. Sexual violence by cis men against flinters is everywhere you look, happens every goddamn day. All my friends have been through it. I've been through it myself so many times. But nobody's the perpetrator, so like, what the fuck? How can that possibly be? I'm so fed up and pissed off that this is still even possible. The men feel so safe, that the police do so little. That so little gets done politically, that dudes got their bros back all the time. Yeah, all that crap.
Dass politisch so wenig unternommen wird, dass Dudes einfach ihre Bros die ganze Zeit schützen. Ja, diese ganze Kacke.
That was Maribu expressing the helpless anger behind her feminist anthem, Nicht alle Männer, Not All Men. Let's segue from Maribu to Mouse on Mars and their exciting collaboration with the inventor of dub, the late, great Lee Scratch Perry.
A reggae man in then a jam, jam, jam. A reggae man when standing at the bomb. Standing at the bomb in York City. Standing at the bomb in Ira. They call me cock, this in Iron. They go to Iowa, and the reggae man. I'm the reggae man, I stand at the bomb. Stand at the bomb, street from jam, jam, jam. I love the reggae man, standing in the UK. Standing at the meat shot. I am your little mask from the lucky Lally that moved in and falling.
I'll do you ladies this year, do you ladies time. I'll buy the bar, pipe my dream. I'll eat me dying in my dream. I came in mind for my dream, and I don't need voices.
That was Mouse on Mars from Berlin, namely Andy Thomas and Jan Werner, together with Lee Scratch Perry. The super charismatic Jamaican producer produced a prodigious amount of music at his Black Ark Studios in Jamaica, including with the likes of Bob Marley. He basically put reggae in an echo chamber and, in the process, invented dub. Jan Werner sings the praises of Lee Scratch Perry and his visionary virtuosity at the mixing console.
Ja, auch seine Forschung, das Studio als Instrument zu verstehen und aus diesem Reggae-Genre durch Dub.
His exploratory approach to the studio as an instrument and using dub, in other words, by adding effects and erasures, and really through studio experiments to transform and extract reggae from within the reggae genre itself. So the idea was, okay, this is going to be a record now, even though Andy and I still had this spatial concept in mind that we'd presented in a sort of multidimensional event. At the time, we thought it'd be great to work with Lee Scratch Perry because it makes perfect sense to open dub up into the multidimensional space.
Macht ja eigentlich total Sinn.
Mouse on Mars then asked Lee Scratch Perry whether he was familiar with so-called spatial audio and multi-channel playback, to which Perry replied, "Spatial, no problem," which immediately settled the question of what to call the new album. Since Lee Scratch Perry's death 5 years ago, he's been featured on a great many other releases. But his work with Mouse on Mars was probably his very last album project. Jan Werner was over the moon about collaborating with such a magical being, as he calls the departed dubmaster. He was very attentive and really knew how to step on the gas and then go quiet again. And yet at the same time, he was completely in a world of his own, like some magical being, as though he'd just stepped out of an UFO. He walks right in, speaking an incomprehensible language. It's taken us 6 years to work through all his lyrics. That flow, it's really a kind of automatic writing, a surrealist process of writing, and speaking without thinking. And his lyrics rhyme, too. There's such a mastery of language there.
Also was für eine Meisterschaft in der Sprache da auch drinsteckt.
That was Jan Werner on Lee Scratch Perry's brand of Dadaist poetry. The combination with Mouse on Mars's wonderfully weird sound makes Spatial No Problem a fabulous new album on which genres like Jamaican dub and freestyle, Ethiopian jazz, avant-garde electronica, and krautrock beats magically fuse to take us on a cosmic trip. It's as though Perry's voodooism had always formed part of Mouse on Mars's DNA. Speaking of voodoo, this African-American religion, still widely practiced in the Caribbean, actually has some followers in the tranquil northern Bavarian town of Schweinfurt, too, of all places. Which brings us to Juju Rogers, who grew up there. Julian's father was a GI from New Orleans, and his mother was German with Austrian roots. Julian from Schweinfurt has since become Berlin-based Juju. and his latest brainchild is called Pink Guitars, Spaceships and Voodoo Dolls. Seven years have elapsed since Juju Rogers' previous album. His new opus leaves the hip-hop of yesteryear behind to take his music to a whole nother level. Pink Guitars, Spaceships and Voodoo Dolls is Afro-punk, as Rogers himself calls it. That's Afro-punk spelled with a P-H-U-N-K at the end. Juju Rogers told me what this catchy neologism is supposed to mean.
Afro-punk is, for me, eigentlich maßgeblich die Kombination aus zwei großen Elementen. Einmal so Afro-Punk, einfach schwarzer Punk.
To me, Afro-Punk basically combines two elements. First of all, Afro-Punk, simply black punk, as a sound aesthetic, with loads of very raw, distorted guitar. It's an approach that breaks with conventional expectations. That's the punk element. On the other hand, the funk in my Afro-punk draws on psychedelic funk, on Parliament and Funkadelic, George Clinton, and the cosmic Afro-futuristic approach to music. It's a radical vision of black life in the future, 2,000 years from now. That's how I came up with the term. And I believe, and I hope, other artists will pitch in to define it more clearly, to live it and act it out, maybe even expand on it.
Dass andere KünstlerInnen da auf jeden Fall auch noch ihren Teil dazu beitragen, um es noch klarer zu definieren und ein bisschen auszuleben und auszudehnen vielleicht sogar.
So Juju Rogers' newly created genre, Afro-punk, again with a PH, takes an even deeper dive into the Afro-American music history. With support from R&B singer Jamila Woods and the left-field rapper Pink Sifu, among others. These collaborations are definitely among the highlights on the album, which exudes a fascinating, propulsive thrust and a whole new urgency. In the song we've just heard called Black Rose, Rogers calls himself a black misfit who's building his own quilombo, a loaded term he explains in the following. And this is where we start getting the cultural and historical references underlying the album. and really getting what Juju Rogers is all about.
Black Rose, die schwarze Rose, ist ja erstmal so ein anarchistisches Symbol. Anarchia, die Freiheit von Herrschaft, das Konzept an sich gefällt mir einfach sehr, sehr gut.
The Black Rose is first and foremost an anarchic symbol. Anarchy, freedom from domination, is a concept I really, really dig. In my art, I reject and contest hierarchy, authority and authoritarianism. Black Misfit is actually pretty simple. As a black person living in Germany, you're always naturally in a rather special position, insofar as you may not belong to mainstream society, which of course has hugely influenced my take on things and my approach. But this sound and this way of expressing oneself and making art isn't necessarily mainstream within the black community either, which of course also has certain expectations about the right ways of dressing, speaking and making music. That's where I really felt like a black misfit and simply used it to empower myself. Quilombo is a historical term. It's where enslaved Africans who'd escaped fought against slavery with all their might, often at the cost of their lives. They emancipated themselves there, and then in Brazil. But there are lots of countries in the Caribbean with a very similar culture and history, who tended to build their own communities in the mountains where they could live free. I found the image extremely apt. It reflects the energy of the whole album, which is full of political and historical references to the transatlantic slave trade and the combination of Europe, the Americas, and Africa. I found it was spot on, and it resonated with me. I feel it deep down inside.
Die sich so mit transatlantic slave trade auseinandersetzen oder ja der Kombination von Europa mit den Amerikas und Afrika. Fand ich sehr, sehr treffend und hat einfach mit mir resonated. Also ich fühle das sehr.
Just as escaped slaves built their quilombos outside the existing systems, Juju Rogers, a man of color in Germany, has created a new genre with Afropunk, a community of his own. Pink guitars, spaceships and voodoo dolls was presumably just the first step. Next up on our podcast is Enik from Munich with his album Rainbows, Plane Crashes. Here's the title track. Thank you. Beauty and disaster lie frightfully close together on Enig's new album. Starting, of course, with the album title, Rainbows, Plane Crashes, in which the contrasts collide. A colourful, glittering rainbow and a plane crash. You can hear these contrasts in Enig's music, too. A tender tune, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's catapulted away by an electronic wrecking ball. That's an old Beatles trick, explains Enig.
Nun ja, wir sind ja alle in eine Dualität.
Well, we're all thrown into a duality from the moment of birth. Hot, cold, war, peace, life, death. I'm interested in a non-dualistic way of seeing things and the opportunity to contemplate these opposites, because I believe a lot more lies hidden in them than we can imagine in everyday life. Sounds awfully complex. And so it is. Artistically speaking, it's an old Beatles trick. You've got a positive song and sing sad lyrics over it. You've got a sad song and sing positive lyrics over it. And presto, therein lies the magic.
Und singst einen positiven Text darüber und schon passiert Magie.
That takes place in the smoking heads of concept-driven automats. Mushroom clouds and crazy eyes.
Munich musician Enig has been shifting between electronica, indie and theatre music for years now. Distorted vocals, ghosts of love and peace, are drowned out here in the orchestra pit. And underneath it all lies a sort of noise floor, an unnerving crackle. These aren't conventional pop songs. Rather, this is an ethereal, deeply introverted album about moods, tension, intimate inner states, like the feeling of helplessness. Here's what Enig has to say about the track Trapped Inside a Song.
Machtlosigkeit, ein sehr interessantes Gefühl.
Helplessness is a very interesting feeling, but which I don't mean just the helplessness we feel when doomscrolling and don't know what to make of all that stuff, but helplessness in the face of deranged heads of state or schoolboys running around schools shooting people. So helplessness seems a very dangerous feeling, because helplessness seeks to empower itself. And when it does, it can be utterly horrific. A democracy is actually designed to ward off and put a stop to this very helplessness and this feeling. Which, of course, raises the question, why do we still feel so helpless all the same?
Und da stellt sich natürlich die Frage, warum fühlen wir uns trotzdem so machtlos?
Many people feel helpless in the face of artificial intelligence, too. That's what his song Digital Darkness is about.
In dem Song geht es um KI versus Mensch.
The song is about AI versus human, and the false promise of simplifying things, a promise that cannot and will not be fulfilled. Processes can be handled faster, so we're also expected to handle them faster. But dear AI, cure cancer. Give us a solution for climate change. But please don't kill us. Thank you.
Danke.
That was Enik from Munich explaining his song Digital Darkness. Our closing number for this issue of the Popcast sounds like the end of a long night out clubbing. Like that vague mix of ecstasy, exhaustion and melancholy when the rave, the bass drum, keeps pulsing in your head long after the music's over, the nocturnal revelry echoes on. Like a soundtrack for the first train home the morning after. It's called Rave Echoes. 8 tracks by Berlin-based DJ and producer Shed, like wafts of mist suspended over the deserted dance floor. René Pavlovitz, who originally hails from Frankfurt under Order, has been putting out electronic music for nearly 2 decades now, sometimes under the handle Shed, though he uses a whole slew of other aliases too. His repertoire ranges from top-notch peak-time techno to artful ambient electronica. Rave Echoes is an attempt to unite these two poles and make them one. Uncompromising engine room techno, UK garage and dub techno on the one hand, and ethereal electronica on the other. The result is a string of radically unagitated, almost floating electronic tracks, a perfect fit for the renowned Deckmantel techno label that released Rave Echoes. This is Dangling Dave Greeden signing off on the English edition of Angie Portman's Midsummer Popcast with a track to Take It On Home. Here's Taking You Home by Shed. We wish you oodles of hot music this month, but no more heat apart from that in July. Ralf Sommer's cooling his heels for the time being, but he'll be popping back in for the August Popcast. Thanks for tuning in.